awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
I don't have a care in this world.
You don't?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have multiple cares.
Yeah.
A whole Care Bear stare full of cares.
Dude, you should.
Care Bear stare.
Is that a sound effect for a Care Bear?
I made that up.
Okay. I haven't seen Care Bear since I was like 7.
Don't watch it. It's scary.
Yeah. So.
It's scary.
My kids don't watch cartoons like that at all. So I don't have to.
Oh, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. It is Wednesday morning.
All I can think about is the bad guy from Care Bears 2. He would change shapes into animals, and he pretty much was the devil. I'm not kidding. He was Satan. That was the bad guy in the movie. They just
really?
Went all out. They were like, well, let's just get the devil.
Are you serious?
He was a demon.
Oh, my gosh.
And he would change into this little boy, and he had red eyes. And then he would change into a fox, and he had red eyes. He was mean. He was trying to get all the kids to be bullies.
I feel like if they go that simple, wouldn't you just know, hey, the dude with red eyes is the bad guy?
You never know. Because he was cool. He was like, yeah, hang out with me. But here's the thing. We already have a phone call.
Gosh. About Care Bears?
This is the difference between, like, growing up and being taught that bullies are bad.
Right.
When I grew up and when people grow up now. Because I had a cartoon that showed me that bullies were the equivalent of Satan. And I was terrified of bullies.
Oh,
and I didn't want to be one.
Static.
Hey, did I win?
Yes.
Yeah. You did.
What do you want to win today?
Listening to Static.
Oh, okay.
You win
there
that.
There you go.
You win that in spades.
You're the grand prize winner.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Buddy. Good morning.
This is Bill.
I know.
Hey, Bill.
You're new.
Yeah, of course.
We recognize your voice.
I'm the guy with the marbles in his mouth.
What?
You better spit those marbles out.
Hey, I just want to tell you guys I love you guys.
Hey.
Thanks. We love you.
You know, I don't know what my life would be without you.
Wow. That's pretty...
That's heavy, man. Don't put
deep,
that on
man.
Us.
Okay. All right. But hey, I just want to mention something. You guys are listener supported, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know there's a listener out there somewhere who is wondering, gee, I wonder how I can bless somebody, bless a ministry, somehow give and see it return tenfold. Well, Static Radio is the way to do it.
We agree wholeheartedly.
And I really believe that there's somebody out there this morning who needed to hear that. And again, God will bless anything given toward this station because you guys have blessed me personally and so many other people.
That's good. And right
I love you guys, and I just want you to be encouraged today.
Thanks, man.
You got okay. it kicked off right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay.
Hump day.
Woo.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
All right.
Love that guy. Nothing like getting your day kickstarted with some awesomeness.
Also, remembering, meanwhile in the woods, Christy meets Darkheart as a human boy. Darkheart was the demon.
Wait,
and he would disguise himself.
MyStaticRadio.com if you would like to be that person.
Yeah.
Figure. Did he say that? I don't think he,
I, no, I, don't
I get
think
nervous
he
when people start doting.
Hey, well, you know what? We had somebody that we call them Klingons. Those are people that donate every month. Somebody like upped their donation like crazy yesterday.
Yesterday we got an email from a listener who just I guess month to month they just give different amounts.
Yeah.
And
yesterday it was like triple what they usually give.
Unbelievable.
We were like, "What?
Yeah.
Doing something right."
So
we hope.
It absolutely incredible, and so thanks to everybody who is a part of the station. Everybody who does support us day in and day out, month in and month out. You can support us monthly contribution to Static Radio. It is tax deductible. Our own 501c3.
Whoa.
Yeah, nonprofit organization.
It ain't easy being a 501c3-Z.
True. So true.
I made that up right then.
Oh, man.
Let me tell you a little bit more about the plot of Care Bears.
Yeah, tell me.
Oh, man. Aboard the boat, a yellow bear and a purple horse look after orphan baby animals known as the Care Bear Cubs and the Care Bear Cousin Cubs. You remember the Care Bear Cousins, right? They were in part one.
Gosh, you need to catch up.
What?
Who are you?
On the way,
I'm a man.
A red sea serpent threaten them, one of the many forms of Darkheart, an evil spirit. Darkheart is our enemy. That's what's going on. And so Darkheart, he changes into different things. We meet these two kids, the Care Bears are being their friends, and then Darkheart, he meets Christy, and he's like, hey, if you want to be cool, you'll join up with me. And Christy's like, I'm just a little impressionable kid, I guess I'll do this. And so then she does that, and he turns into, let's see, he turns into a human boy, he turns into a fox, he is a raging red cloud at one point. Look at this. Darkheart's influence causes the other children to wreck the camp that night. Oh my gosh. And the Care Bears are like, what are you guys doing? Which Care Bears, you ask? Tenderheart Bear. He had a conference at the Hall of Hearts with Friend Bear, Secret Bear, and then later Christy's friends join him.
Wow.
But then, oh my gosh.
I don't know if I can bear any more of this.
It's unbearable. But you need to care about it. Because Darkheart was crazy.
Static!
Yo! Good morning. It's the Jets guy in Rio.
Hey!
Yeah, I wish I was that that cool guy that Bill was talking about, but unfortunately I'm not.
No,
I'm broke.
Okay.
That's okay. We're
You're
broke
supporting
too.
Us with your ears.
Yes, yes. I just wanted to give...
What?
He hung up.
Oh,
on
no!
He definitely is not that
cool.
That
was on purpose. Because it builds up to this, like, moment.
Yep.
It's like the season finale of Sherlock.
You're oh,
like,
my gosh. We got caught up on Sherlock last night. Don't watch TV. Join an Occupy movement. It was so good. Sherlock was so good. Do you want to know what happens to Darkheart? His influence causes the other children to wreck the camp. The bears and the cousins search for the family members before Darkheart imprisons them, first in cages, then inside big rubies hanging from a chandelier. He turned those people into his jewels. Yep. Meanwhile, Dawn is in Care Bears too. And John tell Christy of their conviction to rescue the family from the villain. Feeling guilty, she finally pays him back by admitting what she has done. Despite this, her bargain with Darkheart is over. Oh my gosh. Is Lionheart in this? No, I don't see him. They eventually end up beating Darkheart because what happens? Nobleheart, Trueheart, Dawn, and John enter Darkheart's lair and his impending deed. Christy asks him to free the others while Nobleheart and Trueheart enact their stare, Care Bear stare, that is. Lightning from his cloud strikes Christy. With little energy left in her, she crashes down the chandelier with a marble. The family members, finally free from the rubies, help Nobleheart and Trueheart out. Now, this is a kid's movie. I'm going to read you this next line. At the sight of a dead Christy, Darkheart becomes remorseful for his actions. He asks the Care Bears to bring her back to life, but is disappointed that their kindness is not even enough. So he, the family, Dawn and John chant, "We care!" enough times to bring her back to life. Soon after, the group quickly leaves the cave as it transforms into an outhouse. Darkheart finally becomes a real boy, and everyone is overjoyed. And he promises to be a better person at the camp. Good grief. Talk about a multi-layered thing.
Static!
Yo, sorry guys.
Man, you left us hanging there.
You definitely aren't that cool.
Yeah.
You're like, I have something amazing to tell you guys.
Click.
You see...
stupid phone.
Why would you do that?
I'm sitting there pouring my heart out over the phone and no one's there.
We pretty much heard nothing. So
nice.
You begin the tale... And said nothing, and then all of a sudden we had a dial tone.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, sorry about that. Sprint apologizes for that.
That's no, they don't.
Sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
No, that's okay.
No, you can say it. I was just saying they probably wouldn't apologize if it was real life.
Truth.
Yeah, no kidding. But yeah, so about 2.5 years ago, I first found Static. Steve-O and the old man were up in Rio Rancho, and at that time it was a hard time in my life, for my family's life. My little boy was born premature, had a bunch of things going on, and he was in the NICU for, I think it was 2 months. And it was a very trying time in our lives. For me, I was a believer, but I never really had a good relationship with Christ. It was kind of like one of those, hey, come on, bail me out. And,
right.
You know, those jokes and whatnot, but that was the true story there. And you know, since I've been listening to you guys, I actually have a relationship with Christ. And I would thank you so much for that.
Dude, thank you for the kind words. That's amazing. It's all the Lord, man.
Yeah
definitely. Awesome. Yeah. Definitely. And I'm happy to hear little Brody's good and family's doing well. And
yes, thank you. Thank you. He was playing his guitar yesterday, and that was just music to my ears because he's kind of perking back up, and it's great.
Yeah, so, that is awesome.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thank you so much for calling in. Yeah,
hey, thanks, dude. You guys have a good one.
You too. Yeah. All right.
Today is Call Us and Encourage Us Day.
Man, or call somebody and encourage them, because I'll tell you what, there's nothing like kickstarting somebody's day with some encouragement, because it makes it so much better.
I know.
So much easier.
This day is going great, and it just started.
Yeah. So here it is. You got to call someone you love. Give them some encouragement this day.
Tell them why you love them.
Yeah.
Also, tell them the plot of Care Bears 2.
Gosh.
And tell them that Darkheart, he was remorseful. And they brought Christy back because they cared enough.
Gosh.
We care, Steve-O.
Nope.
We care.
Nope.
You better care.
Nope.
Chris, what's going to happen to Christy?
I don't know. On the way, we got birthdays. Studio at mystaticradio.com if you'd like to get in on that action. Yeah. Steve Moss' morning party.
Right now.
Static.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news for you today and the next day.
A new study concludes that diet soda could be responsible for making you overeat.
Huh.
Parts of the country have been hit by a giant, another big, giant winter storm.
Yeah, well, it is
January.
Another one.
Their flights are getting canceled all across the country today.
Not here, though.
Not here. Dawn flew out this morning,
yep.
And I was like, is your flight going to get canceled? So we looked, and it's like, no. It's mostly the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast.
Right.
But, like,
isn't she
shut
just
down.
Going back, like, towards the south?
I don't know what it's
staying
doing.
In the south.
Yeah, she's
like,
going like,
here, I'm going to stay in the deserty areas.
I wonder if she'll fly over the ocean.
Maybe.
She's going to Orlando. A Wyoming lawmaker is pushing to allow the use of firing squad to execute condemned inmates.
No.
Good Lord.
Way. Are you serious?
Yeah, also, he just realized that it's not 1794.
What movie were we just... Oh, Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're just watching a movie with the firing squad. That
Gosh.
Was set probably around
you know
that time.
What we need to bring back? firing squads. Sounds awesome. Did you guys see the Lone Ranger?
Oh.
It was great. That's what happened. In the wake
That's
of,
real life.
That is real life. That's
Gosh.
Wyoming. We need to find more information about that.
Yeah.
Do you know, okay, funny thing, because we're talking about Lone Ranger and inmates. When I was a kid, I didn't realize that there were stuntmen getting killed. Like, this is when I'm little bitty.
Okay.
And in movies when people died,
oh, man.
I thought they actually died.
Well, yeah.
And in my little head, this is how I reconciled it. I was like, they probably just go get prisoners and they shoot them. That's what I thought. That's what I genuinely thought when I was a kid. That's how people died in movies. There would be actors and then they would swap them out and put a prisoner there and shoot the prisoner. Or cut their head
that
off.
That is so terrible.
I know. I was like 4 years old. This is what... And, okay, speaking of stupid things that kids are doing right now.
Ah!
Snorting Smarties. Those little
what?
Candy buttons, which you probably never thought could or would be crushed up and snorted, are having just that done to them by kids in middle school now.
Why would... Okay.
So is there a kick or a high when you snort Smarties? Doctors say there is no high. No matter how much you snort, you cannot get high off Smarties. Okay, You're not smart if you're trying to get high off smart.
Yeah, they should call them dummies. Am I right?
That's who they should call the kids that are doing this, dummies. But there are dangers. Let's talk about the dangers. You're not getting high, but what? Maybe you do get something
this
out of it.
This is a real story.
What do you get?
This is real
life. If the smarties end up getting into the lung, it can cause an infection. You'll go to the hospital. It can cause wheezing and maybe chronic cough and asthma and sinus complications. Again, the hospital. And ultimately, if someone is allergic to Smarties or sugar or any of the other contents of Smarties, then they could end up having an anaphylactic reaction and dying.
Gosh!
Sounds good. As well as a possible threat to the healthy functioning of the respiratory system, snorting Smarties can also lead to nose maggots, lung infections, bleeding, and long-term nasal passage damage. So go for it, middle school kids. Let's all pretend like we're snorting cocaine and getting nose maggots.
Why would they? Okay. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Please,
this
I want to answer
real
this,
life.
And
answer
I feel
it.
Like,
yep.
Please be
Hello?
Static.
Ah! It was probably Matthew.
I know, and I finally answered it.
And we wanted to know if that's what's going on at Volcano.
Exactly.
Guys, look, if you're going to middle school right now and you're doing this to look cool, it's not smart. It's not smart.
It is the opposite of the candy you're crushing up and snorting.
Right.
That is the most stupid. Oh,
it's not cocaine. And you shouldn't even be thinking that that's a cool thing to do anyway.
Exactly. That's what's making me crazy. When I was in middle school, I wasn't thinking. Actually, you know what?
What?
I guess it's just progressed, this generation.
What was
Because
it?
When I was in middle school, the candy cigarettes were the cool thing.
Oh,
do you
remember
those?
They were delicious.
And they were like, it was like gum, but you could like blow on them and like blow stuff out.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, smoking cigarettes. Okay, you know what? Who the jerk adult who invented those candies? Shame on you!
Dude, that guy was like,
shame
oh
on
my gosh,
you!
I can make so much money.
You owe me money!
It's the same people that had Joe Cool the camel as the... You remember the camel?
Yeah, no, I do remember the camel.
Because he
Because
was
I
awesome.
Started off rocking those stupid little candy cigarettes, and then by high school, me and Joe Camel were friends.
Best
so,
friends.
So, you know what? Guy inventor of that candy? Shame on you.
Yeah, and if you're a kid out there snorting Smarties, shame on you because that's stupid.
That is stupid. Don't succumb to peer pressure.
Good
I don't
grief.
Care. I don't care how many
snorting
people are like
Smarties.
Yeah, just look at that and realize how idiotic that sounds.
You need to go eat Skittles. Just eat them like you're supposed to do.
Gosh, you're not yourself when you're hungry.
That's Snickers. Gosh.
Whatever.
In the wake of Iran making less than friendly public statements, the United Nations has withdrawn its invitation to Iran to attend
really?
The Syrian peace talks.
Wow.
Oh, goodness. They're probably snorting Smarties over there.
Ugh.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was sworn in for a second term. Two teenage boys were arrested for stealing $15,000 worth of merchandise from Victoria's Secret.
What?
They were trying to ask this girl out to prom. This is what happened. When there's a prom, you don't know what you're supposed
high
to do.
High stress.
You're in middle / high school.
Mm-hmm.
You've snorted so many Smarties, and you're starting to get this cough, and you don't know where it's coming from, but whatever. And so this girl, you know, you're trying to impress her, and you're like, gosh, what am I going to do? Maybe I'll just go steal a bunch of stuff from Victoria's Secret, and she'll love me for it. Wait, what size is she? I don't know.
I'll
get all of it. All of it. Then all of the girls will love me, and then I'll get arrested. And all of the guys in prison will love me. A former Wisconsin medical examiner has pleaded guilty to felony misconduct for taking a bone from the spinal column of a corpse in order to train her cadaver dog. What happened this week? Is it a full moon?
I have no... This is real news!
A former Wisconsin medical examiner... I'm reading it again. has pleaded guilty to felony misconduct for taking a bone from the spinal column of a corpse in order to train her cadaver dog. That's crazy.
Is it her cadaver? Is it her dog named Cadaver, or is it a cadaver of a dog?
I have no idea.
I really hope
either
that
way,
the dog's
crazy.
Name is Cadaver.
Or is it a dog that does something with the cadavers? Does it? Does it
oh, help? Like a cadaver dog that sniffs out cadavers?
I don't know. That's what it leads the way.
What
it's
does that
typed,
even mean?
I'm gonna Google this. Are there such things as cadaver dogs, or is this an urban legend? Let's find
and
out.
I'm really hoping it's just like a real dog that's named Cadaver.
Cadaver dog. Oh, cadaver dogs.
What is a cadaver dog?
We're about to find out. It was the second thing in the search.
Oh, man.
On this here crappy computer.
Oh, my gosh. I wasn't joking.
Refers to a dog trained to detect dead humans. Oh, okay. They find the dead bodies.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like Ren 10-10 at Halloween.
So she took a bone from a dead corpse.
From a spinal column of a corpse. And you know her logic was, well, he's not going to need it anymore. Little do you know, you don't go around messing with dead bodies, weirdo.
Yeah.
What's going on? Yeah. And that happened in Wisconsin. Where was it? Okay, Wyoming's where we want to bring the firing squad back. Ugh. Lindsay Lohan has announced she'll star in a new movie.
Okay, you know everything's messed up when people are going crazy and Lindsay Lohan's back at work.
She's like, hey, I'm going back to work. I got it together.
I can't even handle this
the
crazy
rest of
world.
The world is falling apart.
I just want to make movies.
If it was Mean Girls 2, I'd be interested. Tom Brady says he won't watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know why?
Why?
It's because it was his kid that stole the $15,000 worth from Victoria's Secret because his mom.
Because his mom.
Nah, terrible joke. Terrible. Hey, Warren Buffett's investment firm, Berkshire Hathaway, is partnering up with Quicken Loans to dangle a $1 billion bounty to anyone who can complete a totally perfect March Madness bracket.
Wow.
$1 billion. That means calling the winner of all 63 games in the NCAA March Madness Men's College Basketball Tournament correctly, something that appears to be pretty much impossible to
do. It is.
The prize will be paid out in 40 annual installments of $25 million, or you can take $500 million in a lump sum payment if you're really just jonesing for that monies. Because the odds of someone actually winning the grand prize appear to be ridiculously small, the two companies will split $2 million among the 20 most accurate predictions submitted.
Really?
Yeah. The contest is free to enter, but it does have some stipulations. It's open to the first 10 million people who pre-register. You'll get your bracket on Sunday, on Selection Sunday, and is limited to one per household. Also, you must be at least 21 years old and a U.S. citizen. Just a note, before you start spending that $1 billion, you have a 1 in 9.2 quintillion chance of winning.
Gosh.
Quintillion.
March Madness. Have you ever done a March Madness bracket?
No.
Okay.
I should do it.
Welcome to the
club.
Because
I've never cared at all.
Of course you are.
And I would be the one that won.
Oh, I know.
Just like fantasy football.
Don't listen to the science or the math behind why.
I don't. I pick my animals.
Oh, gosh.
I love mascots.
Do you know who you are right now?
I am a woman?
Yeah, you are.
Queen of women.
My previous co-host, her name was Mitch.
She picks by animals.
That's what she did last year for our bracket.
She picked by animals.
And she did a really good job.
She won, didn't she?
She did not win.
But she did good.
She did good.
Well.
You can't. But
Care
you
Bear
can't
Stare.
You can't solely pick by animal because, like, she was picking 16s to beat 1s, and that just doesn't happen.
So it's kind of some strategery.
Some strategery?
Yeah, I get this. I might try it. I might try it. Guys, I don't always pick by the animals because some mascots aren't animals, let's be honest.
This is true.
So, it's that was a lie. Everybody get
off
my back.
Does the human always beat the animal?
Everybody get off my back. No. In the case of sharks or dinosaurs.
That's true.
Need I quote to you the plot of Jurassic Park again?
Again.
Oh, my gosh. After showing up at a Sarasota, Florida McDonald's late Friday evening, a man lowered the USA McDonald's flags outside the restaurant, proceeded to shred Old Glory before fleeing in a getaway car driven by an accomplice. The suspect, who escaped with the McDonald's flag, departed in a vehicle whose tag number was recorded by witnesses. He's being hunted by the cops right now.
Wait, so he beat up on the U.S. flag or the McDonald's flag?
No, he shredded the U.S. flag kept the McDonald's flag because that's how our priorities go in this country nowadays.
Wow.
Well, what can you do? I'll tell you what you can do.
Huh?
You can say, hey, that's it for breaking news.
That's it for breaking news because it's time for birthdays. Oh, it's so gross. That was wet.
happy birthday, Stever.
Hey. It's something different.
That was so gross.
Man, that was glorious.
That was wet and weird.
Wet and weird, man. It's like you've been snorting Smarties up in there, man.
Gosh, that is so crazy to
me.
Well,
yesterday was all the food day things.
Yeah.
Peter, man.
So that's what happens when you eat all those weird 34. Foods.
That's awesome.
All right. It's 22nd day of 2014. Did you guys see the stadium where they're going to be playing the Super Bowl?
No. It's cold, right?
It's filled with snow. They're saying
Oh my God.
There's a chance that, that could be the case.
That would be incredible.
It'd be a running game, I guess. But anyway, so what do you think? Lynch or?
No, Sean.
No, Sean? Yeah.
Wait, here's my thing. I know that they're like, Peyton can't play in the cold.
Whatever.
But he plays in Denver.
He lives in Denver.
And I feel like Denver would have an upper hand in that scenario. Because a lot of those guys are used to that. Seattle, I mean, they got cold weather up there too, but...
Yeah, but it's rainy and vampires.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Alrighty. Hey, you guys know who Katie Finneran is?
I'm a vampire!
Katie Finneran.
She's from the Michael J. Fox show, and I Hate My Teenage Daughter.
No.
Nope.
I think she played the mom.
I thought the mom on Michael J. Fox show was...
Betsy Brandt.
Yeah.
And the mom from I Hate My Teenage Daughter, I thought was...
I don't know. Presley. Maybe she wasn't the mom, but she was on those shows, and it's her birthday today.
Hey, well, happy birthday.
If you thought she was the mom, I'm going to say 43.
I'm going to
she
say...
She is 43. Just
whoa!
Stop.
Nothing, because you got it.
Boom!
Wow. Here he goes again. From The Crow, Seventh Heaven, and Saw.
Wait, don't say. From The Crow, Seventh Heaven... and Saw.
Is it the cop?
Ernie Hudson?
Beverly Mitchell.
Beverly Mitchell.
Oh! She was played the little girl. Oh. Was she the little girl in The Crow?
I don't know.
I think she was the middle-aged daughter. The blonde.
The middle-aged...
I'm like, what?
No,
the middle-aged little girl.
The
middle-aged little girl.
The middle kid.
Because I was thinking, like, the heroin addict, that he, like, squeezes it out of her veins, and it's like, drugs are bad.
I wouldn't know.
I don't think that's her. I don't think that's her.
You guys didn't see The Crow?
Yes, I did. I think she was the
little
girl.
Okay, you guess the little girl, and I'm going to guess the mom, then.
No. 34.
And I'm going to say 56.
33.
Okay, you were right.
Boom!
Must have been the little girl.
You guys see Tom Selleck's new show yet?
No. Blue Bloods?
Love it. You know who else is on that?
Donnie Wahlberg.
Really? Yep.
Is it his birthday?
Nope.
Oh.
Did you guess that out of the blue?
No, Donnie Wahlberg. Yo, he Donnie was my Wahlberg. Favorite new kid.
This actress, this actress plays Nikki Reagan Boyle. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Was that Major Dad?
I don't know. Maybe. But this actress is on Blue Bloods. She plays Nikki Reagan Boyle, Tom Selleck's granddaughter.
Granddaughter,
so she's 13.
No. Mateo?
23.
She's 18.
Ah!
Yeah. Okay.
Waiting for it to kick in.
You hear me playing it?
Yeah. Too soon.
I'm playing those now.
What is this?
Children of the Corn, man.
It's Linda Blair's birthday.
Oh, this is The Exorcist. Is this The Exorcist?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good grief.
I knew it.
I was close with Children of the Corn.
Okay, can I just say nobody ever needs to see that movie ever?
It was freaky.
My mom. My precious little mom of all people.
Did she take you to see it?
She was like, talking horror movies. And I'm like, Mom, it's so lame. It's from like the 70s or something. Who cares? And then she was like, no, you don't, Steven, you don't understand. You shouldn't watch stuff like that. No. And I'm like, whatever, so lame. And she's like, okay. You want to watch it? All right.
Oh,
we'll watch it. And I'm in high school thinking,
I got this all day.
Stupid 70s movie. I don't think I slept for a week. My brother and I slept
scary.
In the same room with the lights on for like a week.
Your
in
mom.
High well, school.
If we move on, things will lighten up.
No, okay, they good. Won't.
Linda
Never.
Blair, she was also in Scream.
Scream.
She had like a little bit cameo. I think she played a reporter and was in one scene. That's what happened to her career.
Yeah.
She played a little girl with a spinny
head.
She
had some other roles in the 70s.
Her career got scared.
Yeah.
Scared.
She is 58.
54.
55.
Dang.
All right, TV chef. Matt's distracted now.
TV chef. We should know these. We should know the name of all of them.
Guy Fieri's birthday.
Your dinner.
This was Jerry Orbach from L.A. or from
Law and Order.
Law and Order.
I wish that you would play the right one.
What?
This is not from the movie.
No, this is from Broadway.
Exactly. Yeah. Play the right one.
No. No, let's just guess.
Me.
Wait, who is it? Oh, Guy Fieri. He is. That's the guy with the beard and the crazy spiky hair, right?
I think so.
He's like, yeah, I got flames on my shirt.
Yeah, do you notice he's on a commercial about heartburn?
Yeah, right?
It's like, oh, nice, dude.
38.
41.
46.
Ah.
All right, so from... From Unfaithful, Under the Tuscan Sun, and...
Diane Lane. Diane Lane.
Man of Steel.
Diane Lane.
Yeah. Man of Steel.
Diane Lane.
Yeah, Man of Steel.
Mama Kent. Yeah. Ah. Oh. This movie's so good. Ooh. Oh, man.
It's too bad the sequel is getting delayed.
Diane Lane was awesome.
She did a good job.
Oh.
Did you see the movie she was in with Tom Hanks' son? Where she played an FBI person that went after this computer hacker dude?
Oh, no. I like Colin
it
Hanks.
Was scary.
Really?
It was like, yeah, it was kind of like Saw.
Ugh.
Or worse.
Wow.
I'm not watching that.
Diane Lane. Diane Lane is 56.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's too old.
I think she is 53.
49.
Yep.
You guys are cruel and mean.
I know. I knew it.
No. Yes, no, maybe.
I don't know. Can you repeat the question?
Gosh. Frankie Muniz?
No.
Bryan Cranston?
No.
Yeah, I'm out. I've never seen the show.
Christopher Kennedy Masterson.
Which one was he? The oldest brother.
Yeah.
Not so big.
From Malcolm in the Middle.
35.
That's a good. Yeah, 37.
365 days from now, he'll be. No, I take that. But you said 35?
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's. Yeah, he'll be 35 in
365. He's 34.
He's 34.
Got it. Nailed
it. I have trouble with simple math.
I have trouble with all math.
Oh!
Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson.
One of his first major lines in moviedom was, "I am not an animal." It was the Elephant Man. Also happened to play Ollivander in Harry Potter movies.
Ollivander, the wand guy.
John Hurt. Gosh, of course.
Of course, of course.
He also plays Hellboy's dad.
Yep.
Whoa.
It's John Hurt.
Can't say hell on this
good
radio.
Actor.
Hellboy. It's one word.
No.
Gosh, he is an incredible actor.
He is.
He also played...
You guys ever seen The Elephant Man?
Nope.
Anthony Hopkins?
Nope.
Come on.
Come on.
Yeah, I don't think I did.
How old is Ollivander?
Oh, man. He's up there. I'm going to say 81.
78.
74.
Oh,
74
okay.
Score and maybe 70 years ago.
Characters.
Here's one we haven't heard in for a while.
Okay.
Ready?
Oh! What? Will Smith! No!
Is this Martin?
No. You know, parents all the same no matter time. Is it DJ Jazzy Jeff's
it's
birthday?
It's DJ Jazzy what? Jeff's birthday!
Whoa. Yes!
That's cool.
Understand. I have this tape, y'all.
These guys made some fun music.
Remember Nightmare on My Street? Oh.
I don't.
You don't?
Nope.
Oh.
All right. How old's DJ Jazzy Jeff?
I was listening to real rap like DC Talk.
Actually, P.I.D. P.I.D. was kind of big back then.
PID?
Yep.
What is PID?
Creatures in Disguise.
Oh,
they're out of
man.
Dallas, I think.
Let's see. Sorry, you lost me at DC Talk. How old is Jazzy Jeff? I'm going to say 45.
44.
49.
Arr! Is this Steve Perry's birthday?
Oh, my gosh!
Steve Perry.
Is this Steve Perry's
birthday? Whoa! Play O' Sherry! Play O' Sherry!
Man, Steve Perry, can you just please reconcile with your band?
Just a small town girl.
I don't care how amazing that other dude is. He's not you, Steve Perry. So for your birthday? Oh, I would love to see Journey. But only Steve Perry, Journey. Come on, Steve Perry.
Yeah, I don't want to go watch karaoke.
I don't either.
Guy's pretty good, though.
He is
good. I know, but until it's Steve Perry, it's just really flashy karaoke, in my opinion.
Yep.
Oh, man. All
right.
Steve Perry. We're never going to guess as long as you keep playing good music.
Nope.
Are you kidding me? Steve Perry's
For
birthday.
For some reason, I can't remember anything right
He's
now.
He's timeless.
Timeless.
Okay, let's see. 2010. So let's say he was 20. Wow. There's no way. But I'm going to still guess because my math brought me here. I'm going to say he's 60.
59.
65.
Wow. So I shot young.
You did.
Yep.
Who's young? Why'd you shoot him?
We'll have to consider Flashback Friday.
Yes.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, so we are to date.
Oh.
Why is it so creepy right now?
Well.
Wait, what is this for?
Oh, no, wait. That's for later.
What song is that?
Hey.
Is that from Gremlins?
Oh, you don't know. You don't know. There we go.
Mission Impossible.
This is better.
Mission Improbable.
On this date in what year the Central Intelligence Group was created, it was the forerunner.
Oh, I know this.
Of the CIA.
Central, okay. Dang it. All the conspiracy documentaries I've watched, and I can't remember this. This is ridiculous.
So not the Central Intelligence Agency. Wait.
It was the Central Intelligence Group.
Yeah.
It was the forerunner of the CIA. It morphed into the CIA.
It did.
Wait. Well, when are the conspiracy things? Are you talking like 1800s?
There's a ton of it.
Or 1900s?
There's so much.
Just give me a century.
I say 1948.
1922.
1946.
Oh, you were so close.
You were.
Oh,
Zeitgeist!
Close.
All right, so on this date in history, the TV sketch comedy Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In debuted on NBC.
Man, never even heard of that.
I have. Because people always laugh in when I'm around.
1974.
1963.
Kurt Russell's wife, Goldie, was on.
Oh, really?
Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, yeah.
Nice.
1963.
What year did you say, Steven?
74.
73.
Gosh. I was 10 off.
Yeah.
Woo!
All right. Enough of that. Okay, now we can play the
la, 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 la,
yeah.
La, la.
You don't know what that is?
No.
Okay. It's Randy Stonehill's Who Will Save the Children. On this date, in what year, the Supreme Court of the United States delivered its decision in Roe versus Wade, striking down state laws restricting abortion during the first 6 months of pregnancy.
Okay.
What year was that?
Roe v. Wade.
78.
Gosh, this is so important. I feel like we should have a grasp on when this was. Born into a
world that's lost. 78.
Oh, you really want me? 81.
1973.
Oh!
Okay, wow.
Yep.
Wow, 1973?
Yep. All right.
Oh, Canada.
On space shuttle mission STS-42, Dr. Roberta Bondar.
Her name's Bondar.
Became the first Canadian woman in space.
Well, they're way behind us, so I'm going to say 84. Nope, I'm going to say, I'm going to say 84. I already said it. The Canadians. Come on. I mean,
88.
Her name's Bondar.
92.
Okay,
see?
All right, we're up against 7 o'clock, so here we go. Today, Celebration of Life Day.
Hey, yeah. All right.
It's Blonde Brownie Day, which often you can get one of those over at Sopo's.
They have those.
No.
Yep. It's Matthew.
Sir.
National Southern Food Day.
Hey, no. Is that cornbread?
Yes.
What about fried okra? Yes. Oh, it's my fave.
Fried okra is good.
I love fried okra.
It's good, yeah.
And Mateo.
Sir.
It's Answer Your Cat's Questions Day.
She was asking me so many questions.
I got a question for your cat.
What?
That is all.
Did she get on top of the cabinets last night?
She did it.
Gosh!
In the kitchen?
Like the top.
Wow.
And then she was freaking out meowing because she couldn't get down. So I had to climb up on top.
When was that?
I don't know. You guys were in bed.
Oh. Panda.
I'm like, Panda, you got yourself up there. Get yourself down. And she was just like, but I'm so sad.
You know what? I'll ask her when I get home.
And I'm like, ugh.
I'll ask.
She's going to break the ducks. I got to get her down. Panda.
That cat is crazy.
Yes, she is.
Woo.
All right.
We got a good show coming up.
We do.
We got Comics Corner. Our buddy Max is going to come in.
Yeah, Max from Astro Zombies is going to be in studio.
It's going to be awesome.
I'm excited. We got a good show for you today.
We have a Best of Shock Therapy Live.
We do, because Nate's doing other things.
But it's still going to be good.
It is going to be good. Quick break. Right back. We got Question of the Day and more of this here show. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static Radio. Let's kick it.
Oh. I know that we'll have a ball if we get down and go out and just lose it all. I feel stressed out, I wanna let go.
Traffic Albuquerque, there are things. Construction at there. What's happening?
This button is broken.
Where did the knob go?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'd like to know.
Fader broke.
I'm gone, and all of a sudden, everything's broken.
It's Mitch's fault.
Obviously.
Yes. Yes. Guys, I did it. I blamed it on Mitch. Don't tell Steve-O. We have construction.
Well, I know it's not your fault. Huh? You don't even know what these are.
Construction I-25 in Paseo. It's a fader. But we have an accident around the big interchange, I-40 at I-25. It happened at 6:53, so not that long ago. Be careful. Also, up on the west side.
West side?
Paradise Boulevard West at Golf Course. There was an accident. This also happened around 6:50. So be careful out there, people. People are driving around. It's morning traffic, and we're not paying attention. Wake up. Don't text and drive. Have a good time.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary Campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669.
6-9. Oh yeah, 3-6-6.
It's Wednesday morning, 7:20 now. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, our dear friend Max from Astro Zombie is going to be in studio for Comics Corner.
Celeste, okay, our afternoon girl Celeste, who is incredible, posted a story yesterday. She showed it to me right before I left, and Steve-O never got to see it. But it's on our Facebook. Go to our Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. So scroll down the page, but anyway, these two women got like mugged or something in Texas. That's not funny. I'm not laughing at that. That's not funny. But what is funny is the professional sketch from the professional sketch artist from the police in the area. So if you want to go to our Facebook and check that out, it's up. I don't think they're going to have an easy time finding this guy. I read the article, and the lady stressed that there was a red tattoo on his neck.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Oh, it looks like something Jack drew. My son Jack is an artiste. Luke draws as well.
Look.
That looks like something Jack did.
What happened?
I have no idea. That is bad.
Okay, you need, guys, just go to our Facebook and read the story. That's all. That's all. I'm going to pin it to the top because it's really important that everybody understands what's going on in Texas.
Gosh. Oh, that hurt my stomach, man. I couldn't breathe for a second.
You watch out for that guy because he's so cute, it will kill you. He looks like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Oh, that's brilliant. Oh.
He looks like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. That, sir, was amazing. Thank you so much for that. Speaking of sleuthing around, you can check out this police sketch of this criminal. Some internet sleuths helped unravel a deceased grandmother's mystery. So there's some cool things. The internet, you know, enjoys a challenge. Case in point, when a woman asked an online forum for help decoding her dying grandmother's cancer-addled ramblings. Addled?
Addled.
Users begin to unravel the decades-old mystery in a matter of minutes. Jana Holm posted two images, the front and back of an index card, each side covered in long strings of letters. So she posted this to a site asking, hey, will you help me unravel this mystery? She explained that her grandmother, Dorothy Holm, while dying of brain cancer in 94, left cards to her grandchildren as puzzles.
Oh.
Could you imagine?
No.
Your grandmother's like getting ready to go, and she's like, wait, I've almost completed this Sudoku.
Stop it. Stop. Sudoku is important to lots of people.
Yeah, I know. My grandma used to play Sudoku.
Oh! Oh, here it goes!
Jana was about 11 years old when her grandmother passed away. Her and her family spent months trying to solve these puzzles to no avail. That would suck.
Yeah, that's pretty
Because
crazy.
It's like, hey, guess what? If you don't ever answer this, if you don't ever figure
you'll
out this riddle,
know.
You'll never, ever know. Ugh. There's no answer key on the back.
That's crazy.
Grandma's gone.
Come on, Grandma.
They eventually just gave up. Good. Stopped trying. Well, that was until Holmes' father happened to cross one of the cards several days ago, and he said, you know what? I love solving puzzles. I'm going to see with a fresh mind if I can complete it this time around. So she had been following this website for the past couple years and been impressed by the ability of the site's users to solve puzzles, problems, the interaction there. So within 15 minutes of posting the index card, she got her first answer.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Fresh mind, fresh look at it.
Yeah.
Help you out.
So I guess a user quickly thought that the code might have a religious meaning, and minutes later posted again with the observation that the letters were a long acronym. Boom, boom, oh. Boom, 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 boom. Guess what? Hey, it's the Lord's Prayer.
No way.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was a long acronym for the Lord's Prayer. All happened within 13 minutes on the internet. So here's a question.
Oh, sleuths.
Would you be happy about that, that it was finally solved, or angry that for years?
Both.
11 years.
I'd be both of them. Both of them. Because I would be frustrated that I didn't get it, but at the same time, I would be very happy that someone had.
Did I say 11 years? Because she passed away in 94. 20 years.
Gosh. Okay.
20 years you've had these index cards.
20 years
like,
of questions.
Going crazy because grandma left these amazing cards with like something that you have to decipher. They finally gave up after 20 years.
And then somebody solved it in 15
minutes. And then somebody
minutes.
Solved it.
Gosh, well,
yeah,
we can't all be Sherlock.
I'm just saying, some of them puzzles are hard.
Yes, they are.
Does the square peg go in the? Okay, one random.
Two.
See, I'd be good at that because I played Tetris on the Game Boy when I was a kid. I could figure that out pretty quickly.
Maybe Tetris, but I'm terrible at puzzles.
Science of deduction,
deducing things.
Yep, we watched Sherlock last night, so we're obviously very smart.
We loved it.
Yeah.
Don't watch it
what?
Because we like it.
Oh, okay.
But you can watch it.
I feel like it's gonna take over.
Maybe.
One thing Chrissy noted last night was the excitement of the show and bringing about wanting to read Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's
yeah.
books again. Because I have his complete works.
Oh, cool.
I have the entire series.
I'd like to do that. I would like to do that.
Yeah. It'd be pretty cool.
Let me do that.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. Coming up.
Oh. Oh!
Scientists have found a new way to get you going in the morning that does not include coffee, energy drinks, soda. In fact, it includes your regular morning breakfast with a twist.
Let's check
Talk
it out.
Talk about that on the way. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
The sea was
listen to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Oh, 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 oh.
Science.
Oh, 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 oh.
Magic.
Oh, 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 oh.
Care Bear stare.
Okay, look, I hit the wrong button. I didn't mean to hit that music.
I know.
I don't know what I was doing.
I was helping it.
You did a good job. Thank you.
Thanks. Algebra.
Team Awesome Morning Party, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, and therefore it is hump day, and therefore a lot of people will not stop making that joke.
Hump day!
There it is. So, we just did it. Now you don't have to do it.
Boom!
You're welcome.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to have Max from Astro Zombies, of course, Comics Corner. We getting real, yo.
Oh, we getting so real.
We getting like professionals up in here.
We're going to have a professional comic book person up in this room.
So we're going to be talking about all the new releases this week.
Yeah.
As well as the latest in comic news, like the Batman-Superman movie delay, what that means.
What's the only thing better than getting to hear our opinions about comic books?
Getting to hear a professional's opinion about comic books?
That's exactly it. Max, he works over at Astro Zombies.
Yeah.
He's like a manager.
Yeah.
And he knows a ton of stuff about comics. He's also started doing like a video series on YouTube.
Yeah.
Where he reviews, and we were like, why don't we just do this for real? You come help us
bring
out.
Bring him in. Talk for realsies.
Talk for realsies, yo.
That's coming up.
About frou-frou things.
But first, I teased this a few minutes ago. Breakfast. Apparently, most important meal of the day. We don't regularly take part in breakfast. I guess you do.
Yep, every day.
Every single day.
Every day, breakfast.
I at least have coffee from Sopo every day.
Now I have like two breakfasts.
Yeah, that's true.
Pretty much.
You're like a hobbit now.
Because my boy Nick, he said, Matt, you need to eat more.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was funny.
Well, this might help you. This might help you in multiple ways. There's a brand new breakfast item that is making its way to the Americas. You a fan of waffles?
I like them.
Okay.
I've been known to eat a waffle or two in my life.
Dude, I'll tell you what, last weekend when we...
Whenever you made the cinnamon...
Yes.
Steve-O made cinnamon bun waffles.
Well, our buddy Dave Myers posted
whose birthday it was yesterday. Sorry, Dave.
What?
We totally missed it.
Boo.
Happy birthday.
Oh.
Also to Taylor.
No.
We missed your birthday.
Lyric, my nephew.
I'm sorry, guys.
Tay-Tay, my bad, yo.
And I have a friend in California named Nate. It is his birthday today.
Gosh.
Happy birthday today.
All right.
Sorry, guys. Anyway.
Gosh.
Yeah, we're when it comes to friendship,
friends. We're
the worst.
I'm not on Facebook, so I blame you. I didn't know.
I am on Facebook,
I
missed it, so
yeah.
It is my fault. I'll take it.
Our buddy Dave Myers posted a photo of those, like, tubes, you know, that you roll, unroll, and poof.
Yep.
You know, cinnamon rolls.
Poof.
We got a couple packages of those and threw them in our waffle maker.
Yes.
And they were awesome.
It was delicious. It was delicious.
Well, if you like those, you're going to love this. Wired waffles.
Okay.
It's a brand new breakfast item that apparently they're trying to not take over for coffee, but maybe, just maybe, if you're not a coffee fan and you're trying to get going in the morning, Wired waffles pack a secret ingredient to help jumpstart your day.
Caffeine.
Each 2.5-ounce waffle pack contains 200 milligrams of caffeine.
It's the same thing as coffee. Can't you just eat a waffle and drink coffee?
Well, this breakfast of two waffles packs more punch than a grande coffee from Starbucks.
So the last thing we need is a bunch of people running around hopped up on waffles.
You know what? I'd rather be hopped up on waffles than $7 cups of coffee from Starbucks. I'll tell you that.
Amen to that. How much are the waffles?
$26
a package.
I know. They got different flavors, though. Bacon maple.
Oh, my gosh.
Sweet sugar.
That's all you had to say.
Chocolate chip.
If you tell, okay, my boy, you know Thebes is out there saying, wait.
Did you just say
caffeinated bacon maple flavored waffles?
Yeah.
Did you just say
that? I did.
That?
I just said it.
There it is, guys.
And if that's not enough kick for you.
The future is now.
They're also coming out with caffeinated maple syrup.
We live in a world of tomorrow.
One waffle with this caffeinated maple syrup is the equivalent of a triple espresso.
That's crazy.
Here's the thing, though. When I eat waffles,
yeah,
I get really sleepy.
Why?
Because they're just full, and your stomach's, like, full.
Yeah, you get
and
lethargic.
That's why I usually only rock breakfast like that on Saturdays. Because
breakfast.
Then I can just sit on the couch and kind of veg out. Because, wait a minute, why do they call it veg out?
I don't know.
Because
couch potato?
Yeah. Because that's all healthy stuff.
Potato.
Because you're not vegging out. I'm like carbing out, right? Because I'm eating waffles.
Carb out.
And then I'm sitting on the couch because I can't move because I had so many carbs that
they
I just need to take a nap.
Instead of vegging out, it should be diet coking out. Yep.
I'm just saying. We're trying to figure out your problem.
Of course, then if we call it diet coking out, we'll probably have a bunch of middle school kids snorting Smarties.
Oh,
somewhere.
Gosh. If you missed that story this morning, a new trend in middle schools everywhere. Crushing up Smarties and snorting them. This is the world we live in. That's, welcome to it, America.
This is the world we live in.
Static.
When I just tuned in, I heard some Weird Al in the background.
Yep. Awesome. So?
But,
yeah, so?
What
but,
else is
yeah,
about
so? Vegging out because it's a mental state.
A mental state?
Oh. Well,
yeah, now, you just sit down and just, you know, vegging out, man.
Well, now I feel kind of bad.
Yeah, I don't ever want to say that. No, I can't say that.
Can we say diet coking out just to so we all feel better?
Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Bye. 505-338-3700 is the phone number.
Hey, Margarita.
Speaking of vegging out, a driver vegged out while on the road.
What happened?
Yeah. Wisconsin man. Imagine this.
No.
This is real life, by the way.
Oh,
this
no.
is real life. This
you about
really
to play
happened.
Highway to the danger
I'm,
zone.
I'm, man, a cyclist became lodged in the windshield of a car that struck him. He then turned to the driver and said, "Hey, hello, I'm the guy you just hit on the bicycle." The driver kept driving, did not respond, continued on running a stop sign. Hitting another parked vehicle
what?
Before he arrived at home.
Was he drunk?
The man pulls into the driveway, finally noticed Stephen Glove when he stopped the car outside his home. He looked at him and said, "Who are you? What are you doing in my car?"
No way.
This really isn't
that
funny
dude
at all.
Was on drugs.
Glove said the man started freaking out, saying, "I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail." The man then locked the car doors and ran into his home, leaving him lodged halfway in his windshield.
Are you kidding me?
This
guy was in his windshield.
In his car.
Hey! Hey!
Hey!
Hey!
I'm in your passenger seat.
You know the guy driving's going, "Man, what did I smoke?
Stephen
Gubb. This is crazy."
The man whose body had gone most of the way through the windshield then pulled his knees and feet into the car, unlocked the passenger side door, and started walking down the street. Thankfully, a witness called the police, who found Gov as he was walking, took him to the hospital. Doctors were able to remove the glass from his eyes.
Oh my gosh.
And treated him for other cuts to the head and leg. The driver was found at his house, treated him at the hospital for a serious cut to his hand. He's obviously facing several preliminary charges, including suspicion
well, I
of
hope so.
Drunken driving.
Okay.
Suspicion of hit and run causing injury, and suspicion of failing to render aid to a dude halfway through your freaking windshield.
It takes a lot of alcohol to not notice something like that.
This is real life, humans.
This is real life.
This is the world we live in.
So now not only are we getting waffles with caffeine to keep you awake after long nights.
Yes.
Maple syrup to keep it going even further.
Yes.
But now people are actually hitting cyclists.
Guys.
They're crashing through windshields.
We live in a crazy world.
I'm just thankful that the cyclist was okay, man.
Me too.
Are you kidding me? This is crazy. Static.
Hey, good morning. I had a question about your waffle story.
Yes.
I actually saw that pitch on Shark Tank, like the guy who developed those waffles, you know, the
sure
show where
is.
You're trying to get funding from the big corporate people. They turned him down because they didn't think it was marketable.
Really?
So either they've got a great PR firm working now and you guys got access to the story, or they went a different direction and found success anyway. So I was just kind of curious where that story came from.
Yeah, actually, Yahoo, we found this. There's a site link and everything. They're
cool.
Called Wired Waffles. Is that what they were called on that show?
I sure think so. Either that was the same brand, or somebody saw the failed attempt on the TV show and made their own company.
Yeah,
so
somebody saw that and they were like, "Oh, I got this."
Yeah, with shows like that, to me, it's like the American Idol effect, because on American Idol, even if you don't make it on the show, chances are the exposure enough is enough that you can in turn put music up on iTunes. We've seen artists who didn't even make it to the live show who have been successful with music. So I'm willing to bet some of those inventors just getting on the show and pumping their...
It provides enough of an audience.
Yeah, and I'm wondering...
I would imagine. Is it selling in convenience stores? Because that's the guy, he had pitched it, said it was supposed to be in all the truck stops and convenience stations so that truck drivers could grab it and eat on the go.
Exactly.
It doesn't say that.
That would be... Yeah. That would happen.
So maybe. Who knows?
Band guys, too.
I can Wired see Waffles.
Every band in this country getting like 10 pounds fatter because they do that.
I wonder if that's...
Well, I don't want to get fat, but kudos to the guy for letting his invention go forward and having it be a success.
Yeah. I wonder how much of that he in turn has to sign over to Shark Tank, honestly.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Because a lot of times we know people who've been on The Voice or other shows, and you still have to sign a waiver, a contract that even if you don't make it, that exposure, being on the show, they kind of own you for a little while.
They do.
So I wonder if, you know, even if they don't buy the product on the show, if they're still getting a percentage.
Maybe. Well, I would quickly write a contract because if the Wired Waffles sales go up like crazy after this, you guys should get a cut.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you.
Okay, cool.
All right. Thanks. You too. All right. See, here's what we need to do. What? We'll start doing inventor-type things like that, and then just a percentage of it goes to fund Static Radio, because we're a listener-supported station. We're non-commercial.
You know what we need to do? We need to get them to make a Wired Waffle that's cherry-flavored, and then we'll get Steve Perry involved, and the pitch will be, "Oh, cherry waffle!
Hold on,
cherry waffle!
Hold on!"
Man, it's perfect. We got this, guys.
You got a slogan and everything for these waffles we haven't even created yet.
I know. You owe me money, waffle friend.
We should start writing jingles.
We should.
And by write jingles, I mean rip off other people's songs and just put different words to it, because we're really good at that.
There's an episode of Community that you're going to love. Hey, we're going to come right back in just a minute.
Our dear friend Max is going to be with us.
We got Comics Corner right around the corner.
That's right.
You're going to love it.
We're also going to talk about a Hall of Famer who lent his support for the Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman. It's been all over the news. Talk about what he had to say.
Yeah.
His take on Richard Sherman's WWE-style rant. But first, some Journey.
No.
Just Steve Perry.
No.
On his own.
Okay. The song ended.
I was really hoping it was going to go longer than that.
No, that was the end of the song.
It was really...
My hand motion. This means that's the end of the song.
I thought it would...
That would have been the perfect segue.
Well, this is awkward.
Segue.
It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
And here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
That traffic intro is super loud.
It is.
That's fine.
Our headphones are super quiet. I don't even know.
Both.
This
both
is broken. Why I leave and people break the board?
I told you who broke it.
I know.
It was Mitch.
It was.
Don't tell anybody. Okay, guys, we have an accident. Jefferson and Ellison. This happened at about 7:20. That's right over there. I'm pointing. You can see it. And then we also have an accident, Paradise Boulevard West at Golf Course. That happened earlier, 6:50. We have an accident at Manal and University that happened about an hour ago at 7:15. There's a huge backup if you're going eastbound on 40, right around Unser. Traffic is very, very slow, so watch out around there. Be careful. And then we also have the construction I-25 in Paseo. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. Go grab a espresso.
Espresso!
Cut my Americano this morning. Yeah. And I feel good.
Speaking of that.
No Wired Waffles, but...
We're going to have to hook this fella up with some coffee.
Yeah, we are. We are. Are we ready? Are we ready for the best segment of the week?
I'm sick of the traffic noise.
As always, it is 8:15. It is Wednesday, which means time for our favorite segment of the week.
Oh, nerds!
To the Idiot Mobile.
Hey, it's Comics Corner, and I really want to read them, because they're really, really cool, and they're really, really neat, and I get them every once in a week, and they're really good, and I'm really excited.
Let's do it.
Welcome to Comics Corner.
Yes, Max. In case you didn't notice, we're super cool.
We don't have
you guys rock.
We don't really have a theme song per se.
Well,
it kind of changes from week to week.
I'm glad you don't have one per se, because I would have felt guilty if I missed that memo.
That's okay. It's okay. Which, by the way, Comics Corner brought to you by Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast.
Yes.
AstroZombies.com, corner of Central and Richmond. And speaking of Astro Zombies, welcoming in for the first time and definitely not the last time, Max, manager over at Astro Zombies.
Yay!
Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning? Thanks for having me on.
We're excited to have you here.
I'm excited to be here. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Welcome to our domain. We see you every week, and you've never been to our domain.
How is that not happening sooner?
I don't know.
Well, I'm glad it's happening now.
Yes. Yeah.
We are super pumped. We do this week in and week out, review the latest books that are coming out today.
Mm-hmm.
We also talk about things going on in the comic book world of film, television, and all that good stuff.
Sometimes video games.
Yeah, sometimes video games.
Not a lot.
When they're good enough. When they're good enough to talk about or care about. Where do you guys want to start?
Man, I don't know, Max.
It was a pretty huge week this
week.
It
was a
both.
Huge
yeah,
week.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody who makes comic books, for realizing, hey, if we put them all out on the same week, they're going to just go broke because Dream realized.
We're going
broke. I'm broke.
Yep.
We're
broke. Yeah, lots of books. In fact, there were so many that I couldn't even grab all of them. So I know, like, Image, there was some new books this week, and a new number one came out this week.
Yeah, Remender had a new number one,
yes.
Deadly Class.
Which... And...
was really cool, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't your typical, like, oh, it's about a school of assassins kind of book. More like a coming-of-age story, late 80s in, like, a urban city environment.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So, nice. When I think of schools, right now the bar for me has been set with Wolverine and the X-Men. So, on par with that? Or where does it rank as far as the character? I mean, I realize it's just the first issue.
Yeah, totally.
But it's Rick Remender.
It is
who,
Rick
you know,
Remender.
Uncanny X-Force is run there. Still one of the most incredible X-Force runs. So, I have high expectations for Rick Remender. So.
Absolutely. Different than Wolverine and the X-Men because you don't get a whole lot of the school for assassins right up front, and it's a very much like a back page kind of subject to the story.
Gotcha.
First issue, you really just get a lot of character development, and like the main character is growing up on the streets throughout the whole first 30 pages of the comic. So that's mostly what that one's about.
That's cool.
All right, I like that. Image Comics.
I don't read Image Comics.
Ugh!
No.
Invincible. I can't get this guy to read Invincible.
Across the board,
across
no
the board.
Image?
Yeah.
No, wow.
Isn't that weird?
That's really weird.
It's because I don't like their rebellious spirit.
Ugh.
Back when Image was formed, I was still upset that Todd McFarlane had left Marvel.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Yeah,
holding the grudge there a little bit?
Dude, Jim Lee to date is still probably my favorite artist. And when I think of growing up, I think of his art on X-Men. And I too, remember that split.
Yeah. Well, I can't really say that.
It was...
I didn't really get
Wildcats
into comics.
Was awesome!
Yes, I didn't really get into comics. I got into comics right after all that happened.
Okay.
So I think I kind of came into it, and it was like, oh, he left Spider-Man?
Right.
That's my favorite guy, and he made Spawn? Which was cool when it started, but then it just slowly...
200-some issues
later.
Yeah,
it's like, what's he even doing anymore? And it's not even the same guy anymore. He's like, I check in on it every once in a while.
Yeah. Dude... A lot of releases this week. Not a new Invincible. That's next week. But there was a new Walking Dead this week.
There was a new Walking Dead.
I got to be honest. Are you caught up on Walking Dead? Are you still reading it?
I'm still reading it. I'm not caught up yet.
Okay.
I did read the last issue of it was 118, where the tiger gets
no
into
clue.
Some trouble.
Okay. No clue.
Woo.
I stopped at issue 100. But I say no clue as in like spoiler alert. But I quit. I quit at 100. What happened in issue 100, and I won't spoil it for anybody, even though it's 18 issues old at this point, 19 issues now, 20 issues. What came out today? Is it
120? Yeah.
20 issues old. It turned my stomach, which is hilarious because it turns your stomach week in and week or month in and month out, but that was it for me. I quit.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool, man. I'm done with you. Because he has a way of deciding, like, flippantly to kill your favorite characters just because
it's like he knows which one is your favorite.
Yeah, and then he's going to kill him on purpose.
Takes
so it's
a survey.
I don't want to.
So as soon as you start liking
world.
A character in that book, you got to go. I don't like him.
Yes, because chances are he's going to get killed in the most gruesome way. And it was like I pretty much started reading comics to get away from real world stuff, and it's way less about zombies and way more about the human condition.
Well, it's been interesting for me because I've never read the Walking Dead series. It's Image. No, I'm kidding. But anyway, I haven't read that. But to hear the differences between the show and the comics, that's a big deal. Because apparently there are characters on the show that weren't in the comics, and then there's characters that are dead in the comics that are still on the show, and vice versa.
So yeah, that's been pretty cool. A little weird. I've been liking the show though.
Yeah,
I do more of the show than the comic now.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe the entire cast is set to appear on Leno.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because it's about to come back,
right? It's about to come back here in February.
Okay.
So they're gearing up for the big, return. Second half of the season.
Let me talk about Spider-Man.
You want to talk about Spider-Man first? I was going to start with DC, alphabetical order.
Let's do DC.
I wanted to start with Justice League on purpose so we could discuss this, because coming up I would like to discuss
what's
happening in Avengers.
That's what's going on.
So Forever Evil, we've been talking about this. Obviously the Justice League is dead and bad guys are reigning supreme and it's crazy. And I've thoroughly been enjoying this because I got to be honest, I'm not a huge fan of the new 52 mostly. Have you been a fan of what they've been doing?
I came up with a DC continuity the other day, and I was hopping from crisis to crisis, and I got to the 52, and it was just a bunch of squiggles and lines.
Yeah.
It didn't make any sense But I have been really enjoying Forever Evil.
Yeah.
I feel crossover events is what DC's always done best, and they should just
stay doing that forever. Make you spend too much money on 17 different books.
I will gladly spend it if it's a good story.
Yeah, agree. Although, sad news, Justice League of America, which is probably my favorite DC book right now, it looks like April is the end of that
one. Not only
one.
That one, too.
It's Justice League Canada.
Yes. Hey. I saw that.
Justice League Canada.
Yeah, like Green Arrow, I think, is going to be a part of the new team. There's a new character called The Canadian.
Oh, look out for him.
Yeah.
Watch
he
out
smells
originality.
Like, he probably smells like maple syrup.
So,
that's how the enemies know. They're like, oh, no!
If you've been keeping up with Forever Evil, Justice League 27 releases this week, and I loved the focus on Cyborg.
Mm. That was good.
It was really good. I don't want to spoil anything. I will say it's definitely one of the better Forever Evil tie-ins right now.
I liked it.
And I loved the setup at the end. That's all I want to say. I love the cliffhanger because I love rediscovering B characters. If there's anything I care about with the new 52, it's there was so many DC characters I just never cared about because I didn't know who they were. And it seems like Geoff Johns is really good at going, man, remember these B characters, though, that were kind of cool? What if we brought them back and made them stars?
Aquaman.
And so, Aquaman is a really good one. And I feel like Cyborg, I just never cared about Cyborg. And the character development has been so great that I find myself really, really, really enjoying him. So
At first I questioned why he was in the Justice League after reading that issue. I was like, Cyborg.
That's amazing.
That's how I feel. Because I know he was in like the cartoon Justice League and Justice League Unlimited or whatever. That was really my first exposure.
He's a tiny titan. My kids love that
show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But in the comics, this is a really well-told story.
Yeah,
the whole Forever Evil arc has been really cool.
It's been great.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, DC, for doing at least a little something right now, because most of it's not. I don't know. Are there any great DC books right now than the Forever Evil tie-ins?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm sure it depends on what your tastes are. But
I can think of one. Green Arrow.
Yeah.
Green Arrow right now
is
incredible.
Green Arrow
is
really good.
But I feel like it's incredible because I love the show, and it's very much so tied in to the show now.
And
so
my experience has been people that still have, like, are just now jumping on the DC boat really still enjoy, like, the Zero Year from Batman and stuff because it gives them an origin story where they've never really had one before.
True. Yeah. But anybody who's, like, been a fan for a while is like, that's not how it happened. What? You just totally destroyed that origin.
And if you're not that comic fan and you're just jumping in, you will be in about 5 years.
Yeah. Right.
Because that's when the next giant thing will happen. And you'll be like, what?
Yeah. Give it a little time. You won't miss out. You'll have your moment.
It's true. Do you have a preference, Max? You know, we've never really talked DC, Marvel, Image, Top Cow.
Yeah, totally.
Top Cow.
I'm just trying
Top Cow all the way.
Top Cow.
Is it 93 again?
We were talking about Wildcats earlier, so
yeah,
the throwback.
It's true. Super throwback.
I got to be honest. I started with DC, Batman. I still try and tote that banner. Also, though, I'm really loving Image. I love Vertigo's new sort of output of stuff. Mike Carey had another Unwritten is back for a miniseries, which I was really excited about today. Marvel. I've been doing some more Marvel lately. Yeah.
Come on, Max. We're gonna get you over to the Marvel side.
Well, we're gonna talk about Spider-Man and some Wolverine and X-Men next. So. There we go.
Let's jump into Spider-Man. Okay. What's going on?
All right.
Because it's been, well, we all know, we've covered it, that Doc Ock is in Peter Parker's brain.
Right.
So hopefully, if you're just tuning in today, you need to go download the podcast because I don't have time to explain it again.
Right.
Every day we talk about
Doc Ock is Spider-Man, Peter Parker said blah, blah, blah.
Think Freaky Friday. Same thing happened.
Except they didn't kill the mom or anything in Freaky Friday. This is like they took over Peter's body and then killed Peter Parker's consciousness.
Freaky Friday, snorting Smarties. That's what this is. We'll talk about that later. Anyway, so Spider-Man, Doc Ock is in Peter Parker's body, mm-hmm. and things... I love this issue, and we're talking about Superior Spider-Man Team-Up, which is kind of the B series of Spider-Man.
If
Superior Spider-Man is A, then this one is the B.
But according to you, this is really written right?
Well, and this is a different guy. Like, Christopher Yost has been writing this for a while. I don't know. But whoever wrote this, this is great. Schnick? I don't know. Anyway, he's great. Saturday Night Schnick.
Yeah.
It's setting up for something called Goblin War, and I think we all know by now Peter Parker is supposed to come back in April, coinciding with the movie release. We all called it. But this is setting up how that's going to happen, and it's got something to do with the Green Goblin, which has been a subplot in both books for months, slowly building. And this issue guest stars Punisher and Daredevil, which is really cool.
Is it one that you can just pick up? Like, did you read this one?
I was too intimidated to read that one, to be honest.
Really?
I was done with Spider-Man when Superior Number 1 happened. Which I now regret because I've read a few issues here and there.
They're not that bad.
They're really good.
I'm ready for Peter's return, though, man.
Absolutely.
My boy Scooter over at the store, we talk about it because... It's at first I think
he was very sad you weren't there yesterday. By the way,
I love
was
you, very Scott. Sad.
Yeah, he was a little crushed.
Like I walked in and it wasn't like Steve-O. It was like, hey, wait,
where's Matt?
Yeah,
where's
Matt?
My
I'm like,
buddy.
He couldn't come. He had to go do insurance stuff. And it was like, what?
And then we ended up doing that over the phone.
Yeah.
Anyway, but at first I think everybody was a little shell shocked. They were like, what? Yeah. But it's turned into a really great run, a really good story. And I think, at first, I was disappointed when they officially announced Peter was coming back. And Max was actually the guy that said, yeah, but think about it. Do you really want Doc Ock in Peter Parker's body for another year?
Yeah.
And when you said that, I was like, nah, you're right. I think I'm done with it. But this is setting up what's going to be called Goblin War. It's Goblin War Prelude. And it's great. And this is a good one to jump into because everything's kind of like the issue starts out and Spider-Man's talking to himself and he's like, man, it's really quiet. That's like the first line in the book's like, this is something's wrong.
Yeah.
And they talk about how it feels like something is building and it's been building. And I love it. The whole subplot thing has been really cool. We don't know who the Green Goblin
is. We don't. Can it be anybody other than Norman Osborn?
I was going to ask if you knew who it was.
Well, do you know who it is?
I have no idea.
Okay. I never know if they like send you things like months in advance. The new Norman Osborn,
Max,
number one.
Here's the...
Hey, Max.
Yeah, I could just get the Marvel ops. This Tom from Marvel?
Yeah.
Well, there was...
It can't be anyone other than Norman.
There was a panel in one of the issues of Superior where Norman was in the hospital and then... Like, he was in the bed, and then a few panels later, they come back in, and the window's open, and he is not there anymore.
Right. So did they steal his body?
That's the only thing we see. So we don't know. I guess technically, it could be somebody else.
Here's my major point with it. If they're bringing back Peter Parker to, in turn, coincide with the film release, how can it be anyone other than an Osborn? Because if they're bringing one back because of a film, you know that because Green Goblin will be in the new Amazing Spider-Man, that it's got to be an Osborn.
But here's
that's a really good point. It has to.
Here's the question, though, because in the film, Harry is going to be Green Goblin.
That's why I said an Osborn, not necessarily
Norman.
Marvel
has said they want the comic books to kind of tie into their movie universes. So we never know. It could be Harry. I will say this. There's a really cool part in here, and I'm not spoiling anything.
Yeah.
Because the Green Goblin's obviously doing stuff. And there's a part where he's about to talk to one of his minions over the radio, and he stops. And then... the minion is saying, hey, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you make the call? And then the Green Goblin says, Daredevil would have recognized my voice. And that's freaking awesome. I was like, Neato! I'm a crazy nerd! But anyway, it's a good issue. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
I want to talk Avengers 25. We've been talking Forever Evil
a lot because it's been incredible. And then Avengers, who Jonathan Hickman, we've been chronicling Avengers this entire time. He's been doing such a fantastic job with the Avengers. Avengers 25 comes out this week, today. And without revealing too much, it begins with the death of an Avenger. And you're freaking out going, wait, because in continuity, isn't he already dead or is he alive? What is happening? Pretty sure that's an Avenger body right there. Man, I don't want to spoil too much.
It's
but
a hard book to talk about without giving away too much.
It is. But I will say this. I put it down at the end, and I was just flat irritated and bummed. Because I'm pretty sure, I'm just going to, spoiler alert, if you're not going to read it, we just 5, 4, 3, okay, cool, you're still here. Did they just rip off Forever Evil?
A little bit.
Did they just completely rip off Forever Evil?
But that's like, you know, a staple of the comic industry is Marvel and DC ripping each other off.
So,
you can't go away from it for too long.
How many months has Forever Evil been going on? Like 6 months now? How long have we had Forever Evil? It's been a while.
It's been a while.
So in DC, all of a sudden, parallel universe, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, Aquaman, Cyborg, they're all coming over from this parallel universe. Oh, surprise, they're all bad guys, and they're taking over the world, and they're going to destroy it. And then all of a sudden this week, spoiler, major, major spoiler, ending of Avengers 25. The Avengers are coming through a portal from another dimension, and guess what? They're evil, and Thor is killing a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And now the Avengers are going to take just over the world and like, re-image it in their own in their own minds. And it's like,
Thor is just like Ultraman. Just like him. He comes across like him. He's super powered like him.
He thinks he's a god just like him.
Yeah, and it's like, what? Wait a sec. But, and this was our only consolation. I said, maybe Hickman's going to do some, maybe he's actually doing this on purpose. Maybe he's setting it up to look like that, and then there's going to be some crazy spin.
Yeah, or he thought, DC did it. I can do it much better, which is just arrogant, and I don't like it.
Although
I don't like it at all.
I like a Hickman versus Geoff Johns battle, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's true. That's a great battle.
Oh, man, but I don't know, because when it comes to crossovers, I feel like Geoff Johns owns that.
Well, it's his throne, man. He's got to defend it.
That's true. It was kind of a frustrating thing. I didn't like it at all. I just want to see how it plays out because there are still questions that are not answered. Like, for instance, the one dead Avenger, we still have no answers.
Yeah, like how he died.
By the end of the issue.
What happened?
I think ultimately there will be more there than a simple, negative universe.
Well, it's Hickman. What sucks, though, is he's basically going to take DC's idea and then make it all scientific to where it makes sense, and then to astrophysicists and not to people like us. Because anytime it gets crazy galactic out there, I just check out for about a few minutes and then pretend like I know what he's talking about because he's so scientific about everything that it's like, this could actually happen.
It's like sitting in the first day of like your astronomy class. Right. And you're like, I know what I'm doing. Yeah. I have no idea what I'm doing.
All right, let's read Avengers 24. Also, it's called Introduction to String Theory. Get your pencils out. Let's go.
Yeah, so on the flip side, though, Hickman is also doing another series, Avengers World.
Which was fantastic this
week. Yeah, had a smasher focus. Did you read this one?
I did.
Man.
I loved the first one, too.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, this one is the one, if you're tapped for cash and you're like, I'm only going to follow one Avengers book, I would recommend Avengers World. Hands down, because
and you're
the other
only
one,
two issues in.
Yeah, exactly. So there's not a big chance of you missing out. There was something that I caught in this issue. The story really focuses on Smasher, and I love when they take like a B character and make them the star, make them the focus. Mm-hmm. I feel like Hickman is doing a really good job with that.
Yeah, he's good at that too.
I loved the backstory with Smasher and her grandfather, and who her grandfather turned out to be. And there was a narrative that was interweaved, if you will, into the grandfather's story that was the way that you view things. If you just see the bad, if you just look for the bad in everything, all you're ever going to see is bad. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was interesting. Now, on the flip side, of course, we want to see the good in everyone, and we want everything to be great and awesome and exciting, and let's just focus on the good because then it's all good. But that's not necessarily the case either. There's got to be like this balance. And I actually thought of Thessalonians chapter 5, where God says, "Test all things, man. Yep. Don't you can't stamp it and say this is Christian, so this is good, and I'm just going to eat all the sin because this is quote unquote good. And this, oh, it's quote unquote secular, so that's bad. And I'm gonna do away with all that, and you end up drawing these lines where there shouldn't be lines in art or in music or in your culture because you think, well, this obviously is bad. But we are called to test all things,
yeah.
You know, to cling to the good, expel what is bad, and we can't make blanket statements across the board and say, I had a bad experience in church once, therefore all church is bad, or I had a good experience here, so this is all good. So it was an interesting little narrative about life of viewing things bad. I know way too many Christians who just flat view everything as evil or bad or negative. And so because of that, they live in that world where this like terrified...
It's fear-based.
Yeah, almost petrified. I don't know what to do because everything is so bad that it's all just going to be bad. And where's the faith and where's the hope in that?
Exactly. And it was really cool it's funny to just read comics and then... You know, we're believers or whatever, so we're going to see that.
Yeah.
When not everybody might see that, but just on the thing, you just see how he's telling, her grandfather is telling Smasher as a child, don't live that way. You'll see
don't
this whole world
yeah.
negatively. If that's how you go into it looking at it, that's how you're going to see everything.
Right.
And he's like, you know, even on his deathbed later in the story, he's telling her, you know,
don't focus on just the evil, the bad, because if that's your focus,
that's all it's going to be.
Then that's all it's going
to
be.
And how true is that?
Right!
To everyone, every person in this
world. I
love
Hickman.
Yeah, so Avengers World, can't brag on it enough. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty good.
You guys just blew my mind with that last little bit. That was awesome. Awesome. I loved it.
There's
well,
a point
know,
to
it's
this.
It's true.
It's so true. It is so true.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, we were able to meet last week and talk about how we can, in turn, help the homeless of our community with Comics Cause, and this new nonprofit organization that's starting up, and how to actually be out there and doing those things. And in that conversation, even, there were some people at the table, and we're having a conversation about how to help, and then even just who to help. So do we have to differentiate between the homeless? Because you have one bad experience with the homeless person, you know, oh, they're just going to get drunk, so I'm never helping anyone ever again. Oh. And you're focused solely on that bad from that one experience, that in turn, everything's bad.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely.
And
I mean,
so
it's exhausting living life so rigidly.
Right.
I mean, like you said, you got to test everything.
Yeah, absolutely. So that for me just blew my mind, and it was one that, gosh, incredible. So on the flip side of Avengers 25 just breaking my heart and feeling like I got ripped off because I read this comic 6 months ago when it was called Justice League or Forever Evil Number One. I loved Avengers World and what they did there. So, man, there's so many books this
there
week.
Are so
it's crazy.
Because now we got to go into X-Men.
Yeah, all new X-Men, The Trial of Jean Grey. It's a number one, so it's a really good jumping on point. In fact, Marvel's doing something really interesting right now. You know, when you buy a comic, you get this, like, bonus digital edition. Well, with this all new X-Men number 22, not only did you get the digital edition, like, for your iPad or whatever, of this issue, you also got volume one of all new X-Men for free, which is like a $20 graphic novel.
If you're wanting to jump in, and so it's like, now is a good time to jump in.
So Marvel's been doing that with all these, like, point nows.
Yeah.
They're giving you volume one of whatever it was that, and I loved that.
It's a wonderful idea.
I don't know how you feel as a manager of a comic book store with that. Hey, here, buy this $3 comic, and we're going to give you a $25 graphic novel for free.
Yay! Yeah, it's hard to compete with that price point, but you know, if it gets them into the series and if it gets them enjoying something that they might not have tried originally, then I'm totally for it.
That's cool.
I loved what is coming about with all new X-Men. We've been following it. We've been talking about the idea of these X-Men from the past coming to the future, and without, you know, super getting into this issue, Jean Grey's character has seen everything.
Everything.
She knows what's going to happen, and her character in this day is dead.
Yes.
And so it's like the big crossroad of how do I process this?
Seen her whole timeline.
She's seen her whole timeline. She's seen that she's going to marry Scott Summers or Cyclops. She's seen all this happen, and they're not even, like, dating or whatever at this point. And so do you go forward with that life knowing the end, knowing the outcome? And I actually immediately thought of our Savior. I thought of Jesus because we're talking about God who was and is and who was there at the beginning, who formed the world and everything in it and sees the depravity of man and the need for a Savior and didn't bat an eye and was like, you know what, I guess
guess I got to come to this earth and kind of fix things.
I got
to
do this.
Knowing full well that the end outcome was going to mean the death. The death of God on the cross to conquer the grave, to be born, you know, 3 days later, rise from the grave. And I loved how they humanized that with Jean Grey in a comic book.
Yeah.
Because the weight of knowing your entire life. If you guys knew your entire life, like the outcome, the end.
Yeah.
Would you try and live it differently or would you care? Or
and on top
do?
Of that, she's a clairvoyant, so she can read everyone's thoughts around her. So not only does she know. And what's happened is her teenage self has come to the future. That's how she sees her whole time.
Right.
So she's a teenager. She sees everything that's ever going to happen in her life, and she hears the thoughts of everyone around her.
Right.
That's crazy. I didn't even think about Jesus, but that's because there's points in the Bible where I think you can tell he's getting a little frustrated.
Right.
Because he's got a bunch of idiot disciples around him. You know?
And like, are you still this thick?
He's just sitting there going,
have you been with me this whole time? I'm healing people.
You know,
I'm pouring out miracles.
You know those moments
in
the office when Jim looks at the camera?
Yeah.
How many times did Jesus look at the camera? He's sitting there and then he just looks up and goes, seriously.
Right.
That's funny. But yeah, it's a fascinating book. Not to mention it also brings in the Guardians of the Galaxy, which is one of my favorite titles.
Yeah, it's another crossover. Just when you thought you were done with X-Men crossovers, they're bringing it right back, so you have to buy Guardians of the Galaxy as well. However, I'm at a point of trusting Bendis.
Yeah,
I love him. Either you love him or you hate him, and I'm one of those that love him.
Bendis has brought me over to his side.
Good!
Really?
Yeah,
yes!
Absolutely.
Yes!
Absolutely. Well, I love what you guys were talking about with the predetermination and everything,
yeah.
and knowing the path, and that comes up, I think, a lot in Bendis' books, especially with Uncanny X-Men and like Cyclops' whole like Messiah complex. I'm gonna, you know, and then you have Jean Grey, who's like,
right,
and I would say she just got to test it.
Yeah.
if her predetermined path is ultimately going to lead to good, then what can you do? You got to go down
it. You just got to keep going, and
man, that's crazy.
We don't even have time to get into like the theological implications of like comics this week.
How are you going to talk about X-Men like this deep? That's crazy.
I saved this one for last because Wolverine and the X-Men number 40 came out this week. And there's a lot of times where we talk, like, all new X-Men number one, you can jump on. It's a jumping on point. Superior team up. They did a really good job narrating and getting you involved. There's books that you can just jump on. Avengers World is just starting. For me, Wolverine and the X-Men was a love letter to the X-Men fan who has been there since I've been reading it since childhood. I've been reading X-Men, and to me, it was one of my all-time favorite comic books, truly, because I felt like it was written for me as a love letter to the fan of Wolverine and Cyclops, and it was one of the most incredible things I've ever read.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, it was. There was nothing, you know, meta or, you know, it wasn't like this crazy. It was just flat out. I don't want to say anything about it, but if you've been following X-Men comics and you've been following from Schism on, really, and the split of the X-Teams and all that, it was flat out incredible.
Yeah, the whole journey is worth it.
Yeah.
Like, it's worth going back and starting all the way at the beginning and reading all of those older stories just for that moment.
Just for that moment.
It was
so,
that's really cool.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was right up there with Amazing Spider-Man of 211, which was or 611, I mean, which was the black issue. It ranked immediately as one of my all-time favorite comics.
Yeah, the whole time I was reading it, I just kept thinking to myself, Jason Aaron, why are you leaving Wolverine in the
Yeah.
Do this forever.
Do this forever, please. Write Cyclops, because over in Uncanny, it's decent, but you,
And
he
Cyclops,
wrote it.
Cyclops is my man.
Ah!
Cyclops is my man. I love Cyclops.
Did you have, okay, so for the listener that doesn't know, right now, Cyclops is kind of he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
He's kind of a Magneto role.
Yeah.
Right now, and Magneto's taking a back seat.
They bring that up in this issue, how Wolverine is basically become the Professor Xavier. Cyclops has basically become the Magneto because Cyclops killed Professor X.
Mm-hmm.
Debatable. And has kind of taken on that role, and it's just been such a journey, and that was brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant.
That's cool that I never thought about that, but Wolverine as Professor X.
Yeah,
Cyclops,
and they call him Professor because he's the head of master of the school, so he's...
Oh, Professor Logan.
Gosh.
Things are going on for him right now. He lost his healing factor. And
yeah.
Craziness.
So it's a cool time for comics.
So Wolverine the X-Men. Pick
Wolverine
it up.
Wolverine the X-Men. Well,
only if you've been, I don't, to me, it's not one that just any old, hey, I enjoyed that when I was a kid in the cartoon, so I'm going to pick it up right here at Wolverine and the X-Men 40. Nope.
Might be a no, little
don't do it.
It'll lose all impact.
Yeah.
But if it sounds interesting, go pick up like the first volume of Wolverine and the X-Men.
Exactly.
And then, you know,
and
get it on the ground floor.
Because it's worth it. It's worth the build. It's incredible to get to that point. Now, I will say, it's written well enough that if you started last month's issue of 39, you could follow along, but as you said, it'll lose all impact.
Yeah.
You won't have that passion or you won't
care
what's happening.
It's like hits you in the gut, man.
It was good. I'm glad I somehow read that last. Like, I didn't mean to. I was reading them all, and that one just kind of somehow was the last one in my stack, and it was like, that was good.
I love it when it works out that way.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Oh man! Well, there you go, Comics Corner.
Comics Corner. We don't really have time to talk about movies. Batman and Superman got delayed.
Yeah.
There was a lot of Ant-Man news. There was a little bit of Guardians of the Galaxy news. Anyway,
we just found out they're making Guardians of the Galaxy Lego sets.
Yes.
And the nerd inside and outside just freaked out.
Somewhere, Jack and Luke are just
screaming.
They're so happy.
They're overjoyed. My boys love Guardians of the Galaxy, and now they're making
Legos.
Lego sets. Yeah.
Woo!
So. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Tons of cool stuff.
When I was a kid, I remember grabbing a Sharpie and, like, drawing Joker faces on, and, like, I'm not even kidding, and making Batman Lego characters and, like, creating my own, because that was it. It was, like, the basic Lego guy, and you had pirates, so you're like, okay, this guy could be Deathstroke because he's got the eye patch, and so now we're going to... I really did do that with
That's
Sharpies.
Awesome.
There's no other choice.
There wasn't any.
There was nothing like they got today, man.
Now you just got to spend $90 to get a Lego set.
Now we got a Lego movie coming out.
Because of licensing, and they got to pay for licensing.
Watch your kids play with it.
Exactly.
There you go.
There you go, kiddos.
Incredible. Comics Corner every Wednesday, and this one, of course, week in and week out, sponsored by Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast, astrozombies.com, and Max, manager over at Astro Zombies.
Yeah.
Dude, thanks for hanging with
us.
Yeah,
thanks for bringing me
on.
Fun. Awesome.
So every week, we bring some different books, and we got reviews, and we'll talk about it and nerd out for a solid 45 minutes.
I love it.
Did you get to do a YouTube video this week?
Yeah, we did our third one last night, so it should be up this morning on the Astro Zombies YouTube page.
You're a film star now.
I don't know about that. I got 3 5-minute segments, but
it's good.
But we do have some really exciting things planned for February. So,
maybe some
puppets and some special guests.
Stop
it's gonna
it.
Be awesome. No, I'm serious.
Oh my gosh,
puppets! All right, well we're gonna link
Max's YouTube.
If the video's up, we're gonna link it. We'll link last week's or something like that.
It's great. Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can get there, find the video of Max and his amazing reviews. What's the show called?
It's called the Max's Super Awesome Comic Review Show.
I love it.
Sounds better if you sing it,
dude. Max incredible. We'll have to get you an intro like our intro that's just a jumbled mess.
I like your intro.
Okay. Yeah, we're really good.
It was
with
less
words.
Impressive after I found out it was just a jumbled mess, but at first when
well,
I didn't know
there's
I was
real
really
words.
Blown away by it.
There's real words, but we did it live and we didn't necessarily write down the lyrics of our song. And so because of that week in and week out, we're still trying to remember what we said initially.
Yeah.
It'll come to us.
We'll never know.
At some point.
Maybe there'll be an incursion.
I can't believe this, but right around the corner, we have Shock Therapy Live, which means...
Oh, is it time?
We've come to the end of our journey for the day.
Well played.
Yeah. Just saying.
I'll tell you what I learned today.
What'd you learn?
That you can read comic books and get more out of it than just wanting to build your own costume and wear it under your clothes all day, every day, all year. There's more to life than that.
Well,
and the costume can get itchy.
That's the purpose
of Static
Radio.
Not that I've ever done it. I've never done that.
Whatever. He's got a full-on Spider-Man.
What are you talking about? Don't tell people my secret identity.
Sorry,
crazy.
Sorry.
Just moved out here from anonymity, and now I'm...
Part of the point of Static Radio is to challenge you, to remind you that, yes, you can find that.
You can.
If you're searching for it, if you dig deep enough, it is there. Art in general, whether it's music, whether it's movies, whether it is just a canvas, whether it's a comic book... is there for you to explore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's left up to you, the reader or the viewer or the listener, to interpret it and see what God has placed in there for you.
Go check it out.
Yeah. Bible says we're all created in His image. So believer, non-believer, all of us as human beings are created with that inside of us, with the capacity to create something. So see what God's saying to you today, man.
Do it.
He's got a great promise in His Word that says, if you seek me with your whole heart, if you're earnestly seeking me, you're going to find me. So challenge him on that. Because he said you'd find him. So.
He did.
Max!
I'm with you.
What'd you learn today, buddy?
I learned that if it touched, moves, and inspires you, it is been tested and found good.
Awesome. I like that. There you go.
That's awesome.
There you go. If it moves, it's I'm going to write that down. But
what if it's a caterpillar?
Well,
could be a good caterpillar.
You mean like it literally moves you?
I meant one of those.
Like you're sitting
that
on a bench and
of.
The caterpillar's next to you and you jump out of the way. No, I'm not scared of it's centipedes.
Centipedes
freak me out.
Earwigs, man.
They definitely move me. Yeah. They invoke an emotion in me. I am definitely moved to literally jump across the couch.
No one runs faster.
That's probably for the best.
So, yeah, pretty much. Thanks, centipedes.
Thanks, centipedes.
If you missed any part of the show, you can download the podcast. It's free. MyStaticRadio.com/TeamAwesomeMorningPotty. Or just mornings, actually. We made it easier for you. You can also search us on iTunes, Team Awesome Morning Party, and it'll download to your computer every day for free. It's our podcast. It's a service we offer to you because, you know, we're service-type people.
We are.
Something like that. Well, we're out of words, Max. Until next week.
Until next week.
Right on.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, Shock Therapy Not Live.
Best of.
Pastor Nate is away. So we've got a best of for you coming up. And we'll see you guys again tomorrow for Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static Radio.